The demand for fine timepieces is growing. Exports of mechanical watches from Switzerland, where many of these timepieces are produced, were up more than 3% last year. That's despite a recession in this country. However, the industry has a problem. It's selling lots of expensive watches, but there is a shortage of qualified people to fix them. That's prompted one Swiss watchmaker to create a new school here in the U.S. to train students in the fine art of watch repair. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In the little town of Lititz, Pennsylvania, you notice the chocolate factory, the Amish influences, and the clocks. There's even a clock in one of the town's church towers. This part of Pennsylvania has a long history of watch and clock making, going back to German and Swiss immigrants who arrived here in the 19th century. Hamilton, once one of America's premier watch companies, was founded in Lititz. So when Swiss watchmaker Rolex wanted a location to teach watch repair, this seemed like the perfect place.
Our purpose is to nurture a new generation of watchmakers.
Charles Berthiaume is a vice president with Rolex USA. He also serves as the director of the Lititz Watch Technicum, a not-for-profit entity created by the watchmaker. The school is operated in partnership with the Swiss Technical Education Program. Berthiaume says the students must complete a rigorous two-year program, after which they will be ready to move into a profession which is in dire need of new blood.
The average age of a watchmaker today in the United States is approximately 57, 58 years old. So there's plenty of watches out there that will need maintenance with a shortage of technicians to service these pieces.
Designed by architect Michael Graves, the building where these students learn their craft opened last year. Built at a cost of over $9 million, it was made to resemble an Amish barn. But the equipment inside is state-of-the-art. In a classroom area, students sit huddled around work tables. On their heads are jeweler's loops, which resemble monocles and help them see better as they work with various watch parts. Students use tweezers to pick up pieces too tiny to handle any other way. Bridget Kesey, a 24-year-old first-year student, sits hunched in front of a mechanical movement of her own design. Over and over, she places a watch mainspring inside a barrel. One of the exercises, she admits, can at times be a bit tedious.
I guess the most discouraging thing is doing something 5,000 or 6,000 times with no success. And then the biggest joy is doing something 5,000 or 6,000 times and having success. I guess there's days where I wonder how any human being can do any of this, and then there's other days where I just love it and it doesn't seem that bad. It just seems like something that takes practice.
Kesey says she first became interested in watch repair after she started collecting mechanical timepieces and wondering what made them tick. She says the fact these kinds of watches don't need batteries, but actually rely on a wearer's wrist motion to keep them wound also intrigued her.
I like the fact that they were machines rather than electronics, and I wanted to understand how they worked.
Bridget's teacher, Herman Meyer, shows me up close what she's talking about.
Let me show you under the microscope.
Under a viewfinder, it's much easier to see all of the small parts that make up a mechanical watch, 200 to 300 in some cases. And all of them need to be in exactly the right place. Meyer says one thing they're trying to do at the school is to integrate modern technology into the learning process.
The computer helps a lot. It speeds things up a little bit, but you don't get around to have the manual dexterity, the skills to make these parts.
Students, most of whom come from the area near the school, pay no tuition, but they must buy their own tools. They are also required to pay their own room and board. Some live at home, while others take part-time jobs or loans to help cover costs. Meyer says one of his hardest jobs is instilling patience in his students.
This training is extremely hard. This is extremely repetitive sometimes. To get to the point where you can work with tolerances that are in the hundreds range or even in half a hundreds range, this just takes a lot of repetition, and this is part of my job here, to keep the students somehow motivated.
When the students are done with their 3,000 hours of training, they will be qualified to repair some of the most expensive and elaborate watches in the world. That includes not only new watches, but also some of the older ones as well. Only a short distance away from Lititz is the National Watch and Clock Museum, a reflection of this area's long history of watch and clock making. It contains over 12,000 timepieces, including rare watches. Michael Friedman is head of Christie's U.S. Watch Division. He helped pick many of the museum's exhibits. He says mechanical watches are once again in demand.
From a design standpoint, there is a renaissance in the industry right now. Companies are taking chances. Companies are borrowing from the past in their contemporary designs, but they're also looking ahead as well. They're anticipating what collectors are looking for and what collectors are interested in, both from a mechanical standpoint and from a design standpoint. But I think also companies are paying very close attention to what's happening in the auction industry. What is selling well on the vintage market that they can replicate or reintroduce or reinvent for the contemporary market?
In Geneva recently, a rare Patek Philippe Platinum World Time watch sold for a record $4 million, but it will be a while before students at the Lidditz School get to work on anything so exotic. They are only in their first year of training. However, when these students do graduate, they'll likely have little trouble finding work. That's because there is a global shortage of qualified watch repair people. Students who complete the course can expect to earn $30,000 to $35,000 a year to start. The first class at the Lidditz Watch Technicum is due to graduate next summer. Jack Speer, NPR News, Lidditz, Pennsylvania.